Hi everyone, welcome to Every Great Adventure Begins as a Dream. I'm your host Donna, a baby boomer and somewhere in the vicinity of a senior citizen. Although I've traveled a lot, there's still a lot of world out there for me to see. Since I'm not getting any younger, I've got to keep going to see as much as I can before I can't. So let's dream together and plan your next great adventure. Today's adventure, an interesting cruise along the rivers of France. I had heard about boating along the rivers of France and thought it sounded like a great way to celebrate Art's 75th birthday. After reading all the information, it sounded easy enough. The literature stated no experience required. You simply rent a boat, take a short one-hour training, and you're on your way. Even though Art and I are former naval officers, neither of us were what we called boat drivers. However, we both took boat handling classes in our basic naval training, so we figured we'd be fine. There are several companies that offer these boat rentals, but since I knew someone who had a good experience using Le Boat, I decided to go with them. Although we already knew that we wanted to cruise the rivers of France, I was surprised to find that Le Boat offers rentals in numerous other countries: Italy, Germany, Scotland, Ireland, Canada, Belgium, Netherlands, and England as well. Le Boat offers canal and river cruising in 9 different areas of France. So the next decision was what area looked the most appealing. Since none of our crew were experienced boaters, I looked for the location that appeared to be the easiest. When I found the words easy to navigate and suitable for beginners under the cruising advice tab for the Burgundy-Franche-Comte area, I knew I'd found the right location. The actual rental process was simple enough. I made all the arrangements online at the Le Boat website. Since we had invited 2 of Art's brothers and their wives to join us, I wanted a boat with 3 cabins, each with its own bathroom. Unfortunately, the type of boat that I had originally wanted, the Royal Classique, was not available for the dates we were traveling. The only boat that met our requirements and was available was the Crusader, which was in the budget category. It wasn't that much different, just a little smaller, and since it was the only boat that met our requirements, I booked it. The price was reasonable. With our early booking discount and with the extras that I added, including the collision damage waiver, 30 engine hours, boat cleaning, 2 bicycles, 6 deck cushions, and Wi-Fi, the total came to $3,062.80 U.S. for the week. When we got there, we simply placed the deposit of 250 euros on our credit card, and that was refunded when we returned the boat. Prior to our boating adventure, we were in Paris. We took the train from Paris to Luhans. We figured we could just catch a cab at the train station to take us the 4 kilometers to the boat dock in Branges. When we arrived, the train station was deserted. I had a couple of numbers for local taxis, so I tried them. One was an answering machine and never returned our call. The other taxi service turned us down flat. We were finally able to find the number to the Le Boat office in Branges, and after a little pleading, they called a cab for us. Lesson learned, make sure you prearrange your taxis. Once we arrived at the Le Boat office in Branges, we were provided with an introduction to the maps and information in our packet with recommendations on where to stop along the route to our destination. Next, we were on board our boat for an orientation with a member of the Le Boat team. After explaining the basics of the boat, he took us out for a brief check ride and then through one of the manual locks to show us how it worked. When he left us, we felt woefully unprepared. But at that point, what could we do but continue onward? I will say that cruising along the rivers of France was beautiful. It was mid-September and the daytime weather was quite warm, in the mid-80s for the first couple of days, but cool at night. A cold front did come through, resulting in 2 very windy days. Unfortunately, we were cruising into the wind, which made it feel colder. However, we had bright sunshine and that made it more bearable. Even with the wind and temperatures in the low 70s, we stayed up on deck most of the day, with brief trips down below to warm up when needed. The last couple of days were cooler, but the wind had died down, so it was quite pleasant and fall-like. Although we managed, the locks were more of a challenge than the Le Boat literature made them out to be. Getting on and off the boat at locks was not always easy. The large automatic locks were intimidating. We had a total of 7 locks we had to go through, 4 manual and 3 automatic. Now, I must point out that our entire crew was over the age of 62. So that made a bit of a difference as well. I think if we'd been maybe 10 years younger, we might have been more comfortable with the process. When we arrived at the first manual lock that was closed and we had to open, we pulled up to a mooring platform so that 2 of our crew could get off the boat to open the locks. Now, during our orientation, the guy explicitly warned us that when using the mooring platform, do not jump from the boat onto the platform. The platform is on pontoons and will act as a springboard. When Art went to get onto the platform so he could open the lock, the boat was about 18 inches higher than the platform. There really wasn't any other way to get onto the platform other than to hop down that short 18 inches. Well, even that short hop was enough to send Art in a perfect head-over-heels flip off the other side of the platform and into the river. Fortunately, the river's edge dropped steeply into the water and he didn't hit the bottom. Unfortunately, with that steep edge, Art couldn't just walk up the bank of the river. Since the platform was on pontoons, it sat about a foot out of the water and there were no steps or rails to grab onto to pull himself out. One of his brothers managed to get onto the platform without going over. After a couple of tries, he pulled Art up out of the water. Art celebrated his 75th birthday with an unexpected swim in the river. The other difficulty we had was putting into the docks at the marinas. With one exception, we had to back the boat into the slips at the docks. Not an easy process for beginners. It took us a while to figure out how to do it, and even then it wasn't pretty. Other boaters would give us a hand when they could, which was nice, but once again, we felt rather inadequate. Food on this trip wasn't much of an issue. We had a small galley on board the boat with a stove and refrigerator and plenty of utensils with which to cook. We stocked up at a grocery store and market at our first stop. We were always prepared to have a meal on board if needed. We did pick up items for sandwiches at the markets as we traveled along the rivers. We ate our breakfast on board the boat. Art made it his mission to head off to the nearest bakery to pick up fresh croissants every morning, as well as a fresh baguette of bread each day. It was pleasant to have lunch on the deck as we were sailing. Each time we found a town with a supermarket, we would buy bottled water and other items that we needed. So even when we couldn't find a restaurant, we had enough food to eat. We found that many of the town's restaurants were closed for the season, which came as a surprise to us. In several of the places we stopped, we found only one restaurant open, which made choosing where to eat pretty easy. One day, we found the only restaurant open in the little town where we stopped was a pizza place, and it was a good distance from the dock, far too far to walk. Fortunately, we had stopped at a small town for lunch that day. Since we had a big lunch, we just made sandwiches on the boat for dinner. Most days, we spent only 2 to 4 hours actually cruising, but we did have one very long day. On that day, the first marina we stopped at was in the middle of nowhere, and the restaurant was closed. So we decided to keep going. The sun was beginning to set as we pulled into the next marina, and even though it was full, we were able to tie up on the breakwater. We just didn't have any services available to us. It turned out to be a great town, lots of restaurants and a large market the next morning. I really can't say I would recommend cruising the rivers of France for a group of beginners. Having at least one experienced boater would make it much easier. We were just uncomfortable with the locks and putting into the docks. There are other companies you can rent boats through, but I was pleased with Le Boat. Not having tried the others, I can't say if they're any better or worse. Although the boat was older, it was clean and certainly had everything we needed. It could have had a few minor repairs, but nothing we weren't able to live with, things like door latches needing adjusting. I would recommend going earlier in the season, when things are a bit livelier in the towns. We found Chalon-sur-Saône and Sûre to be the best stops. Guergue was pretty well deserted. Even the marina was unmanned. Luhans was closed up on Sunday evening, but the Monday morning market was amazing. Based on our arrival experience, we made cab reservations a few days before our arrival in Saint-Jean-de-Lozny. We needed 2 cabs to take us to Dijon, which was about 30 minutes away. This worked out perfectly and gave us a little time to walk around Dijon before catching the train back to Paris. Am I glad we did it? Yes. Cruising the rivers of France made for a memorable 75th birthday celebration for Art. Would I do it again? No. I learned that I'm really not a boater. I'm a cruiser, much happier with a crew and staff to take care of my needs. Now, I did see a large barge with a staff and crew upon which people were cruising down the Saône. That looked appealing. I hope you enjoyed the show today. If you did, be sure to share it with a friend. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. For more inspiration, visit my website, everygreatadventure.com, where you can also read my blog and see my travel photos. You'll find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Every Great Adventure. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. My address, Donna@everygreatadventure.com. Until next time, keep dreaming of your next great adventure.